This show rocks.
Kick out the jams, motherfucker!
Bit of the MC5, a bit of Radioactive International, a bit of This Show Rocks. I am joined this week by none other than, introduce yourself there, please.
It's Konzo here. How's it going? Hey.
Get closer to the mic.
Oh, sorry. Hey, Konzo here.
This is This Show Rocks. I am joined this week by Konzo, and he's going to pick out about half the tunes, and the first one is going to be what?
Let's start off with The Prisoners.
Instead of lonely, darker fields full of hope, you have fun like we.
All right, what was that?
Fantastic. That was Metal Urbane from France. That was from about 1977. I think it might have been the first record on Rough Trade.
Really?
I think so. Something by them was.
Oh, it makes sense. They're cool.
Well, that's a really great record. And before that, it was The Prisoners and Better in Black off their first album from back in the day.
Very good. I was that just made me think of this band here, a band from LA. They were kind of into they did that whole hate your audience thing and got in fights with the audience members all the time.
Okay,
they're deadly.
What are they called?
Le Choc.
Let's go.
I will link the album cover. It's amazing. This is TV in My Eye. Greatest band ever from Australia, the Hard-Ons.
Well, they're certainly in the top 20, maybe even
the top 10.
I'd say they're in the top 5.
Top 5.
Yeah. Ah, who else would be on the list? Putting you on the spot.
Midnight Oil, obviously. Dame Edna Everage.
Do you see the hook grabbing you off the stage there? What are you going to play next?
Let's go for a bit of the Mummies.
That was deadly.
Fantastic, yeah. That was The Cravats from about 1982, Terminus. And before that was The Mummies with Planet of the Apes, which is also a very great record.
Very good. I'm going to play something I know you like. I know you like The Oblivions. Sure, I've seen you. I covered The Oblivions.
Yeah, brilliant band. Love them. Can't get enough of them.
This is Jack Oblivion off his solo album, which is actually very good.
Sure is.
This is the title track, Rat City.
Yeah.
Yeah, were you saying there that you saw Henry Rollins and when, like, it was a Rollins band?
I saw them in Brighton, probably around 1990, something like that.
Was that after that? Was it after Lifetime and,
it was
and
around that time.
Hot Animal Machine and all that?
Yeah, it was around that time. Yeah, they were great.
Were they great?
Absolute dynamite, actually. Yeah.
I reckon he's a bit of he's a polarizing character.
Yeah, I think everything they did since that, that time was fairly poor.
Yeah. Diminishing returns and all that, yeah.
But yeah, they were good for a year or two.
Well, that was Henry Rollins, or that was Henrietta Collins and the, what is something?
Wife-beating child haters,
yeah,
was it?
Yeah. That was X Lion Tamer, which is the cover of who? Do you know?
That's Wire, yeah.
Yeah. Very good. I knew you'd know. I knew that, of course. What are you going to play next?
Well, this is going to be like a bolt of nostalgia straight to my forehead from back in the early 80s again.
You love the early 80s.
This is The Ejected. This is a great record called Have You Got 10p? Roadhog by Johnny Zorro. No relation to the actual Zorro.
I don't think he knew he was going to be good, though. Can you imagine? Like, wait, growing up as Johnny Zorro, you'd have to be good. Johnny Zorro.
It's quite an unusual name in any man's language.
I am going to play the next song, which has a theme that I think we could both respect.
What's that going to be, Derek?
It's a bit of Dictators. It's a bit of Faster and Louder.
Great record.
Understand my aggravation, building up so strong inside.
right, a bit of the Jesus Lizard there with a monkey trick off of Goat. I remember you were doing the merch table or something for that, weren't you, when they played in...
That last time, yeah, that was a fantastic show.
That was a fantastic gig. But this is this show, Rocks. This is Radioactive International. It is Thursday night, but we're about halfway through. I am joined by none other than...
Konzo.
Woohoo! Konzo, and the man himself. The man himself. None other. What are you going to play next?
This is a very great garage rock and roll record by the Twilighters called Nothing Can Bring Me Down.
Keeping in mind all the dreams floating by my window. Nothing can stop cause the world keeps it burning till retro. Well, my mind is so messed up. Nothing can bring me down. Nothing is good or strong enough. Nothing can save me now. I take a bite from the tree of life in my mind. I look up around at a man and so I find. Well, my mind is so messed up. Nothing can save me now. Nothing is good or strong enough. Nothing can bring me down. From the tree of life in my mind. Looking around at a man and so I find. Well, my mind is so messed up. Nothing can save me now. Nothing is good or strong enough. Nothing can bring me down.
Radio head rips with powder. His is Aura, Rat Halo. Now listen to me. Then retreat from his killer.
That was The Fall with Powder Keg. Do we have something beginning with the letter J coming up?
You better believe we do. We have two J's, Joe and Jackson.
Thank you. talking in your sleep. I guess you're just what I need.
Just what I need.
I needed someone to feed. I guess you're just what I need.
Just what I need.
I needed someone to please.
The jump from that to was it Rock for Light that he produced?
Yeah, it's one of it's a kind of a curious thing. That,
Rick Ocasek, I mean, he's not just a good haircut.
Well, he certainly has a very sort of polished sound going on that last.
Yeah, that was number. that was the Cars with Just What I Needed, and you're going to play the next song.
This is Nervous Eaters and Just Head.
We'll be right back.
Hank Wood and the Hammerheads. What a fantastic band. I wish we could play two songs by them. That was,
but you can't.
No, that was Neurosis.
Them's the rules.
What's lined up next?
Next is the 7-inch that you and I released and our band released a couple of years ago. A bit of Mouthpiece.
Sounds good to me.
A bit of Black Banana.
All right.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
right, a bit of raining sound. I got that at Dirt Nap Records, or Green Noise Records, the record shop that you were asking me where I got the Spitz album earlier.
Oh, Happy Days.
That's where I got it, yeah.
That's the one in Portland, is it?
It is. Maybe you'll play the Spitz soon enough.
In a minute, I think. But how about first Hagar the Womb? I haven't heard this in years.
I've never heard this. This is, or even of this.
This is great as far as I remember. Dressed to Kill.
The good old Spitz.
They are good, aren't they? I think they're old as well, but
are they? They're not as old as us.
I think they might be. Nonetheless, good for being so old, though. Spits are brilliant.
Yeah.
What's next?
Speaking of old, though, Sonic's Rendezvous Band.
They're ancient.
But this is the best song. You say it now. This is the best song ever.
It's a grand tune. It's a great tune.
No, say it. Say it. Best song ever.
Well, let's give it one more shot here.
Yeah.
All right. Who was that?
That was Glue from Austin, Texas.
And how did you hear about them?
I don't know, just through the wonders of...
the internuts?
Internet communication.
Oh, well, very good. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the show.
Absolutely. There's still a little bit more to go.
Yeah, we've gone way over time, but we're gonna stick it out. This has been This Show Rocks. This has been Radioactive International. My name is Derek. Tune in every week on a Thursday night for the crack. I thought we played a bit of AC/DC.
Never fails.
it literally never fails. Until next week, we will see you later. Thanks for tuning in. Say something.
Well, AC/DC, Highway to Hell. See you in 3 minutes' time.
Go on, Konza.
I've got my mouth full of...
Woo!
Come on. You definitely have to do that again.